চেহে বসিয়া হেয়া দাম দাস হেরা দে কৃষ্ণ চন্দ্র ভক্ত কানা চন্দ্র ভক্ত পানা কৃষ্ণ আমার যুগল ভক্তি কর Yeah. राधा के सदा मन कमल
Sira samandare, 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 Sira samandare,
kalaya maya
Aniyukta kalaya maya
Kalalita sakira ayogya kinkari Kalalita sakira ayogya kinkari Vinoda daritipaya Vinoda daritipaya Sri Radha Krishna Radha Kamale Mala Nirmano Vive Namasana
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
ধরিবো। ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै च दालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै च दालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। जं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दैपायनो विरहकातुरयजुहाव पुत्रैति तन् मयतयो तरवो विनेदु तं सावभूत हृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। श्यामसुन्दर श्रीकन्दशेखर स्मरहास मुरलीं मनोहर राधिकरसिक मम कृपनिधे चरण किङ्करीं कुरु। भुक्ताविहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्य चित्तास्तकामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वं शरणं प्रपन्न नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं। हा देविका कुवर गद्गदयाच वच यच्चेनिपत्य भुवि दण्डवदुद्वचाचि स्याप्रसादम् अवधस्य जनस्य कृता गन्धर्विके निजगणे गणनां विदेहि। त्वैवस्मि त्वैवस्मि नाजिवामि तया विना जीविक्याय राधेयितं न मां चरणान्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई फॉर माय सस्तन गंधवत पुष्पांजलि। My heart, like so many flowers, thousands and thousands of times, at the feet of my holy master, Madhya Paramaradha Tama Guru Pada Padma, Sri Rupanu Gacharya Varya Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Sata Shishimad, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I offer my Dandavat Pranam thousands of times at the lotus feet of my Sri Rupanu Gaudiya Guru Varga, my disciplic succession. And thirdly, I offer my obeisances the lotus feet of all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially my Pujaniya Guru Jana, my worshipable superiors, the disciples of Nityalila Purushottam Vishnu Pada Stotra Satyashimad, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And I offer my pranam to my God brothers and God sisters according to their eligibility. So, Tomorrow is a day called Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima. The word Purnima means full moon. So tomorrow there's a full moon. And there'll be so many full moons also, because all brahmacharis and sannyasis, that day they're shaving. Sanatana Goswami Pada explaining Hari Bhakti Vilas, those who are brahmacharis and sannyasis, they should not shave. But on the full moon day, then they're shaving completely. And then they'll become like full moons on full moon day. This is called Purnima. But every month there's Purnima, a full moon. But this full moon is very auspicious. Why? Because this is the birthday, appearance day of Krishna Dwaipayan Veda Vyas. So, Krishna Dvaipayan Veda Vyas. He is that personality who compiled all the Vedas, the Vedic scriptures of India, including Upanishad Puran, Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, and last and best of all, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the whole world is indebted to Krishna Dvaipayan Vedavyas for giving, in the Sanskrit language, all the Vedic literatures. So on this day, in India, this day is called Guru Purnima, the full moon day on which you worship Vyasadev and also your Gurudev, your spiritual master. Why? Because Guru is the representative of Vyasadev. So today, we'll discuss something about Guru Tattva. What is Guru? Who is Vyasadev? What was his contribution? And what teachings he gave in his life and in his literatures? First of all, before I speak, I want to give a chance to some of my near and dear associates and friends and superiors to say a few words about Guru Tattva to inspire me, that I may say something which is in our Gaudiya line and which is helpful for everyone present. So first of all, I'd like to request Drishtadyumna Prabhu to say one or two words about Guru Tattva.
Kyanatamandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Mutam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurudevam. So, one of the very first instructions regarding the subject matter of Guru and Guru Tattva, or the truth of the subject matter about the Guru, and is found in one of Vyasadeva's most important works. We heard a list here from Vedanta Aranya Maharaj, and the Bhagavad Gita. Everyone is very familiar with that. The other works may be more not so well known in these Western worlds. But in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 34th verse, Lord Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is explaining to his dear friend and the great general Arjuna on the battlefield how to acquire transcendental knowledge. It says, Tad vidhi pradipatena pare prishnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshana. If you want to learn the truth, and the Bhagavad Gita deals with five truths, the Supreme Lord, the material nature, karma, the living entities, and time. If you want to learn all these tattvas or truths, then you must approach in this verse, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj describes two kinds of persons who can give you knowledge of the truth. Jnaninas, those who are knowers of the truth, jnanis, tattva jnanis, and upadekshantite jnanam, jnaninas tattva-darshana, and the tattva-darshis, those who have actually seen the truth or realized it fully. So, someone may know something.
What is that truth?
Yes, what is that truth? That we are the parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Absolute Truth is a person, and we are all emanations from Him, and our relationship is eternal, our existence is eternal, and our relationship with Him is eternal. How to establish that relationship, that is the, or sambandha, that is the first, there are many reasons for which we require the spiritual master, but the first one is to create that sambandha, or relationship, with the Supreme Absolute Truth. Gyaninas Tattva Darshana. So, Maharaj asked me to speak a couple words, and there's a couple words on the subject matter. I know there's a deep subject matter. Actually, one of the best classes I ever heard on the subject matter was given by Maharaj last year in Moscow, so I'm hoping he'll repeat some of those things for our benefit. But this verse also describes, just very briefly, two of the qualifications for receiving this divine knowledge, to approach with a humble service attitude or mood, and to make relevant inquiries. So this is also describing the mood of the disciple to be able to properly receive this spiritual knowledge. Actually, even this may not be so misunderstood as just some kind of slavish mentality or cult following, because even in any field of endeavor in which one is not expert, and one requires to have a teacher, or one will make more rapid advancement in understanding the subject matter by having a teacher. Certainly we can study all about something like, say, like brain surgery. We can get the books and pore over them, and we can even hang a sign on our door that brain surgeon. And then someone may come and say, well, where have you learned these things? Oh, I studied this on my own. I don't think we will be very enthusiastic to let him cut open our head and operate on our brain at that point. But if we see that someone has gone to, you know, Harvard Medical School, and, you know, he's operated on many great brains or something successfully, then we have more assurance that, you know, we're putting our life in the proper hands here. So similarly, what to speak of a material thing like our body, which is perishable, which ultimately no doctor in this world can save, brain surgeon, heart surgeon, no one can ultimately save this body from perishing. How much more careful we should be in understanding the qualifications of a surgeon for our soul and for saving our soul. We have to analyze carefully what is the qualifications, and these things will all be described, and also relevant inquiries. So this also condemns, Lord Krishna is condemning a foolish, ignorant type of mentality of just blind following. But relevant inquiries, so that one understands thoroughly the subject matter of who is the Supreme Lord, who is the living entity, how he got into this material world, how he can get out of the material world, how he can enjoy eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. Hare Krishna.
Guru Tattva?
No. Okay, I will speak. Cannot wait.
No. I want to say something first about Guru Tattva in a very simple way. Very, very simple. In this world, everyone wants to control, and they want to be free. They don't want to be controlled by anyone else. And in this world, no one likes to be defeated. They want to be successful. So this is a universal thing. Everyone can accept. In this life, we don't like to be controlled by others. We want to be free, independent, liberated. And we don't like to be defeated. We like to be successful. But it is the very nature of this world that we are not free, that we are not independent, and we are always defeated. How is that? First of all, we are controlled by time, by hunger, by thirst, by fatigue. All these natural urges of the body, they control us. We could do as we like, But we cannot do as we like. Why? Because hunger is attacking us. So we have to get some money and some food and fill that belly. Again and again. It never stops. So we cannot do as we like. And thirst. And fatigue. And disease. Many sicknesses are coming to us again and again and again. And especially as we get older, more of them come and they're more powerful. Then, we want to be free, but we cannot be free. Why? Because old age will come. Now, you are very young and handsome and beautiful, but very soon, your teeth will fall out, your face will be covered with lines, your hair will go white, you will have to walk with a stick and you will be in pain. And then, being attacked by so many illnesses all at once, for about the last 10 or 15 years of your life, you're in pain and then you die. So you are defeated. You cannot win. You can try to compete with time and with death and old age, but you will not be the winner. You can do some exercise. You can have a facelift. You can dye your hair. You can wear false teeth. You can fight with time to try to stay young and healthy, but you cannot survive. You will be defeated and lose. In the meantime, we are controlled by so many restrictions, social restrictions, economic restrictions. We have to do so many things that we don't want to do. Like I think in Finland, all the young men, they have to go in the army. Otherwise they have to do service in the government, 1 or 2 years. In this way, always any political leaders or government, they're also controlling. Trying to control, but they themselves are also controlled by time. They will also be defeated, eventually. So in this world, no one likes to be controlled, and no one likes to be defeated. This is our nature. Why? Oh, we only want happiness, to be free, and to be victorious. But one thing we should know, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is independent. He is the cause of all causes. Because he has created everything, he is not controlled by anything. He is exactly like a spider. A spider, from his own body came a web. If any other insect will come and touch that web, they're stuck and trapped. But the spider can move around the web as he likes without being touched. And he can also withdraw everything and take it back inside his body. So God is like that. He has created everything and he can go freely as he likes anywhere and do anything and have no reaction at all. And afterwards he can wind everything up and take it back inside himself. Creation, maintenance and destruction. He's totally free, unimpeded, unmitigated, independence. Whatever he wills, whatever he wants, whatever he thinks becomes true at once. That is called God, Supreme Lord. So he is free. Now, Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the greatest enjoyer. He likes to have a good time. His supreme enjoyer, Param Purush. And because we are part and parcel of God, we are created by him. So, like father, like son, we also have the tendency to enjoy. So, we are trying to enjoy by being free and being victorious. But Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is the highest enjoyer. And how does he enjoy? Oh, he never likes to be free and be victorious. What does he like? He likes to be controlled. Very mysterious. He likes to be controlled, but not by force, by love. To be free is not happiness. To be controlled is happiness. But not to be controlled by force. To be controlled by love. So Krishna, Supreme Lord, though he is a Supreme Lord, in his transcendental realm, he's playing like a small boy, laughing, joking, wrestling with his friends. Sometimes he's wrestling with Sridham. And when they're wrestling, Sridham defeats him and puts him on the ground. And he's holding him down. And then Sridham, he's standing. Jai, jai, I am the winner, I am the winner. And all the Sakura, they're all clapping. Then Krishna, he stands up, said, I am the winner, I am the winner. Then, oh, what are you doing? What are you talking about, Krishna? You are defeated. He said, no, I am the winner because my nose was up and his nose was down. Laughing and joking like this. Krishna's happy to be defeated by his friends. Krishna fought with Kamsa. Kamsa took up sword, but Krishna took his hair and threw him down 24 feet from the dais, from his throne, into the wrestling arena. Then Krishna, he jumped off the dais into the wrestling arena and he landed on top of his uncle. Kamsa is his uncle. Oh, uncle, I want to play. And he jumped and landed on him. And when he landed on him, oh, Kamsa, he was dead. Huh? Oh, uncle, I wanted to play with you. Are you okay? Are you okay? So then Krishna is wondering, is he okay or not? So then he grabbed his toe and he pulled. Why? Oh, you can test this out. If someone is alive and you pull their toe, they will resist. But if someone is dead, if you pull the toe, the whole body will move. Like this. So he pulled and the whole body moved. Oh, he died. Why did you die? I wanted to play with you. So Krishna, easily he can kill Kamsa and he's victorious. He's not so happy. Thousands and thousands of people were in the arena at that time. And all were amazed. Like big stadium. Oh, Krishna has killed Kamsa, big demon controlling the whole world. But with this victory, Krishna's not happy. Then his friends, Sridham, Subal, Arjun, Labanga, Stoker, Krishna, Madhumangal, Koko, Bringa, Vasant, Ujjwal, Madhumangal. Oh, they all jumped into the wrestling arena. Like this. And Sridham says, oh, now it's my turn. Come on, you cannot fight with me. And then Sridham jumped on him, and in a moment, put him flat in the dust. And then Sridham says, die, die. Thousands of people there. And Krishna's happy when being defeated by his friends. Because they have more love. So much love. Overpowering his heart. Krishna's also wrestling with gopis. He's also wrestling with gopis. One time, Krishna was in Bandirvan and he's sitting there and Radharani and many gopis are sitting around him, his girlfriends. And he's smiling. Why are you smiling? Because I'm remembering my activities here. I'm such a hero. Don't you know? I come here with my friends and I wrestle with them and no one can beat me. I am the best. I am the most skilled. I am so artistic and heroic and agile. No one can defeat me. And Sakhi is going, oh yes, sure thing. Don't you know? Oh, I can do anything. I can lift Govardhan Hill. I can kill so many demons. Sakhi is arguing with him. Gopis are saying, Krishna, you have not lifted Govardhan Hill. My Radharani lifted Govardhan Hill. By her Shakti, her chastity, also she has lifted Govardhan Hill. You have not lifted. They're saying, you have not killed any demons. The only reason that the demons, you have not been killed by any demons is because every day my Radharani is cooking for you. Radharani had a benediction from the Vasa Rishi. If anyone eats your cooking, then they'll have a very long life and they cannot be defeated by anyone and they'll be very healthy and happy and prosperous. And anything you cook will taste more delicious than nectar. So you think that you are so great, but actually, all your greatness coming from my Radharani. If you think that you are so great, then you should wrestle with my Radharani and then we'll see how great you are. So Krishna is saying, okay, we will have one wrestling match. And then you'll see what a great wrestler I am and how my arms are so powerful and strong. So then they fixed the date. Then Krishna went away and the gopis went away. So when that day came, then the gopis, they came to that place in Bandirvan and they decorated it very nicely with so many flags and festoons and made a very good wrestling arena there. Like a festival was going on. And all the gopis were there and waiting for Krishna. So then Krishna, he came there with Madhumanga. So he was thinking, no problem, this will only take a few minutes. Girls are weak. Girls have no strength. I can easily defeat any girl, no problem for me. So then, Madhumanga, he's like Krishna's coach. So he's massaging him, getting him ready for the fight. This is no problem. So then, just at that time, Radharani, she's staying in one kunj nearby. And now, the fragrance of Radharani is coming on the breeze. And the fragrance is blowing from Radharani's body. Very sweet. How? Kunkumakta kanchan avcha garvahari gaurabha pitananchi tapya ganda kirti nindi saurabha balavisha sunu sava vanchita tasadika mayam atma pada padma dasadastu radhika. Radharani, she is the Shakti, the power of Krishna, Supreme Lord. Very beautiful. Without her, he cannot do anything. Now, she's in the kunj and the breeze is blowing. And very sweet fragrance is coming from her body. Pitananti tabja ganda kirti nindi soroba. The fragrance of her body is so sweet that it defeats even the fragrance of a golden lotus flower smeared with saffron. If Radharani is hiding from Krishna, oh, Krishna can find her. How? Only, where is she? If Krishna will only take the fragrance of Radharani's body in his nose, if she's angry with him and won't meet with him, that time he feels separation. Yasya kadapi vasananta lakela nutta danyati danya pavanena kritate mani yogenda durga magati marusudamopi tasya namostu brishobhanu bhuvo dishepi. Prabhunanda Saraswati Thakur is saying, when Radharani won't meet with Krishna, then she's staying on the back of Radhakund. And Krishna's on the other side and looking from a distance. And if the wind will blow and just lift up the corner of her anchal and carry the fragrance of her body. Now the wind is so heavy, carrying the fragrance of Radharani, which came from her cloth. And when that fragrance enters into his nose, then, oh, what does Krishna feel like? When yogis and great personalities like Brahma, Shiva, Narad, Shuka and others, in their meditation, if they can see Krishna just for 1 second in their heart at the time of being in a trance of meditation, then you think, yes, now my life is successful. But that very Krishna, only if he can smell the fragrance of Radharani, then he thinks my life is successful. So how great is Radharani? So now she's in the kunj and some fragrance is coming. And when that fragrance went into the nose of Krishna, that time he started trembling. His whole body shaking. And Madhu Mangal saying, what's wrong? Calm down. Why are you afraid? Don't be nervous. There's no problem. She's just a girl. Don't be worried. Why are you trembling so much? And Krishna's just shaking now. So then, Lalita and Vishakha, they bring Radharani out from the kunj. And how is she? Oh, they dress her like a wrestler. Taking her skirt here, this part here, and picking it up here, and tucking in here. And taking her anchal, and like this, and crossed over this way, and tying behind. So now Radharani, she's dressed like a wrestler and looks very more beautiful than before even. And she has one cloth over her face, covering her face. So then Lalita Vishakha bringing Radharani out and in front of Krishna. And now Krishna is seeing Radharani and his knees are buckling. His legs are going. And he cannot stand up. He's wobbling like this and holding on to Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal says, stand up straight. What are you doing? Don't bring any shame on us. Why are you afraid? And Lalita Sakhi is laughing and taunting him. Oh, what kind of hero are you? What kind of hero and wrestler are you? Only seeing your opponent and your knees are buckling and you're trembling. And sweating. Now Krishna also, sweat's coming. Perspiration is coming and running down his face and trembling and his legs are shaking like this. And Lalita Sakhi, what kind of hero are you? Not even fighting, only looking at your opponent and you're sweating. And Madhavendra saying, Krishna, pull yourself together. It's only a girl. What's wrong with you? She's just a girl. Mm-hmm. So then, Radharani, they're standing, oh, like two wrestlers now, face to face. And the Sakis are saying, okay, now the match will begin. So then Radharani, she has one cloth over her face like this. So then, she's just removing her veil like this and looking at him from the corner of her eye. Only looking sideways like this at Krishna. And when Krishna saw, just became unconscious and fell over, flat on the ground. Madhu Mangal saying, oh Krishna, come on. And all the Sakis are chanting, Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri 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 Radhe What is in the glance of Srimati Radharani that can make Krishna or faint in a moment? This is Madanakya Mahabhav, very high level of pure transcendental love. So all the Sakis are laughing and joking, and all Sakas are completely embarrassed. Oh Krishna, you have brought shame on us, on the male caste. So this is Supreme Lord. As a small baby, he's going door to door and stealing butter. But he always gets caught. His mother punishes him by taking a rope and tying him up. Now he's crying. Oh, why did my mother tie me with a rope? So Krishna himself, being Supreme Lord, is controlled and defeated by the love of his devotees. So actually, to be free, to be independent, and to be victorious is not the highest happiness. Highest happiness is enjoyed by the supreme enjoyer. And that highest happiness is to be controlled and be defeated by love. If you're controlled by force, you don't like it. But if anyone, just like if I go up to Shamananda and I slap his face, you bad boy, then he's laughing. Why? If anyone in the street will go and slap his face, then what will he do? Uh-oh. Big problem. But if I will slap his face then he's laughing. And others are looking and think, oh, why didn't he slap my face? I know. This is called love and affection. So, this power of control and the power of defeat, the principle of control and defeat by love, is the highest pleasure principle in all the universe, in millions of universes, in material and spiritual worlds. So the principle of control, which is the highest happiness, descends from the spiritual world into this world. And that principle of control and defeat is called Guru Tattva. That is called Guru Tattva. Any high-level Mahabhagavat Vaishnav who has all qualities of Guru, that means knowing all Shastra, Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Puran, everything. And also being completely detached from this world, having no attachments at all in this world. And who has actually realized Supreme Lord and can see Krishna face to face. That person is called Guru. So he's the embodiment of Krishna's principle of control by love. And if any jiva in this world wants to be happy, they should surrender themselves unconditionally at the lotus feet of Guru. Because Guru controls his disciple, but not by force, by his affection. My Gurudev said, when I was young, I was very independent, always going here and there, riding a horse, swimming in the river, running, cycling, doing all kinds of things. No one could control me. He's thinking, he had this idea. When we're young, we think like this. But, he said, when I met my Gurudev, Nitya Lila Prishtam Vishtupada Stotra Satsi Shimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, that time, I gave up my independence and surrendered to my Gurudev. And that time, only then I discovered what was real happiness. Then I discovered the highest pleasure. The sweet taste of transcendental love. So this is Guru. Always rechanting. Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva. Guru Deva
Jaya Guru Deva.
Oh Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva.
Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva.
Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva.
Guru Deva Jaya Guru
Deva. Jaya Jaya Guru Deva. Guru Deva. We give jai, Amishpad Paramahamsa Stotra Sata Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Giving jai, that means victory. Oh Gurudev, may you be victorious. Over what? Over me. May you be victorious over my mind, my body, my senses, all my activities and moods, completely. So that your mood of service to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna will come in my heart. Just like a child cannot write. But if the child is not struggling and puts his hand in the hand of the teacher can take the child's hand and then the child can write by the strength of the teacher. So we are like this. We don't know how to love Krishna. But if we'll be unconditionally surrendered to Guru, not struggling and doing our own independent thing, at that time, Gurudev, he puts his power in us and controls us in such a way that we become qualified to serve the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Then our life is perfect. Completely perfect. So this is called Guru Tattva. If anyone wants to understand the transcendental subject matter, they must approach Guru, because the spiritual realm is beyond the capacity of your eyes, your ears, your nose. You cannot touch or see or smell that world. You cannot even imagine that world. By your speculation and intellectual philosophical calculations, even you will come up with the wrong idea. You cannot know. But by the mercy of Guru, he can lift us up into that plane. Just like if you want to go up, then you can walk up the stairs in this building. Why? Because this building is gross and your body is more subtle than this building. So then, you can walk up to the roof of this building. But when you get to the top of the building, then you cannot walk through the sky. Why? The sky is more subtle than your body. In other words, that which is more subtle than you, you have no power to move in that atmosphere. Do you understand? Yeah? You can climb up the wall, up the stairs. Even if you are in the bottom of water, you can swim to the top. But you cannot walk through the sky. So, Guru, he is of that plane, that subtle plane, which is fine and pure. If someone from that plane will reach down and catch our hand, then they can bring us there. So, the ascending process, by your own power, you cannot know what is true. But when you submit yourself to that, the superior power, then they can reach down and bring you there easily. So today, because it is Guru Purnima, I want to say a few words about Vyasadev. Krishna Dvaipayan Vyas. Why is he called Krishna? Why is he called Dvaipayan? And why is he called Vyas? He's called Krishna because Vyasadev is an expansion of Krishna. He's Vishnu Tattva. Krishna himself has come in the form of Vyas only to write the perfect knowledge of the Vedas. So his name is Krishna. Why is he called Dvaipayan? Because his father, Parashara Muni, he was in Mathura and crossing Jamuna. And there, in between two islands, he was going in a boat with Padmavati, the mother of Vyasadeva. And at that time, all of a sudden, he became attracted to Padmavati. And they met together, and as a result, one child was produced. There and then. Not after 9 months pregnancy and then painful birth and everything like this material world. Then one child was produced. Where? Oh, in between two islands, Dwaipayan. Dwaipayan means two islands. So his name is Dwaipayan. And his name is Vyas. Why? The word Vyas means... Oh, two meanings are important here. One meaning is, if there's a circle, the line which connects one side of the circle to the other, which goes through the center, in English that is called the diameter. The diameter. So in Sanskrit, the word, the diameter is called Vyas. So why is it called Vyas, the diameter? Because Vyasadeva, from one side to another, he has touched all the glories of Krishna. From one side to another, he has touched, in his writing, he's touched all the glories of Krishna, which were never touched before by any sages and rishis. Also, touching both sides and the center means that the guru, who is the representative of Vyasadeva in this world, he is in touch with the center. That means Krishna, he's the center of reality, from whom everything has come. And he's touching the spiritual world on one side, and he has a body in this world also. So he's touching this material world. So guru is that person who has experience of both worlds, and he's related with the center. So Vyasadeva, he is a very prominent guru in our parampara, and any guru must be representative of Vyas, touching both worlds and the center also. Another meaning of Vyas is Vistarkana. Vistarkana means to expand. Originally, the Veda was only one. That is Atharva Veda. But Vyasadeva, one thing about the diameter divides a circle into two parts. So Vyas means that which divides. And Vyas also means Vistarkana, which expands. So first thing, Vyasadeva, he divided the Veda, original Veda, into four. Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva Veda. Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda, and Atharva Veda. And with the verses which were left over, he made Upanishad. Then, for the common people, to help them understand Veda and Upanishad, which is very hard to know, he made the Puranas. And for those who were really unqualified, then he made Mahabharata. And last thing of all, he wrote the most deep and concise philosophical thesis that is called Vedanta Sutra. So, after some time, on the order of Narad, he also wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. At that time, this Bhagavatam was only four verses. And Vyasadeva, he expanded it. Therefore, his name is Vyas. Became 18,000 verses, Srimad Bhagavatam. So because he divided the Vedas, and because he expanded the Vedic knowledge, and also expanded Srimad Bhagavatam into the form in which it is today, therefore he is called Vyas. So now you understand, Krishna Dwaipayan Vyas is his name. Any guru in this world is worshipped on this day, the appearance day of Vyasadeva. Why? Because Vyasadeva, he realized everything. He has realization. He knows all philosophical systems and can defeat them. He knows Nyaya, logic. He knows Vaisheshika, atomic theory. He knows Sankhya, that is the philosophical discrimination to divide all the elements of this world and understand how this reality is working. He knows Patanjali's Yoga Sutra. He knows Purva Mimamsa. Karma Mimamsa philosophy, and he knows Uttara Mimamsa. Vedanta. He knows everything, and he can defeat all philosophies and establish that philosophy which is true. He has realization. Therefore, who can sit on Vyasasan? Vyasasan is the seat of Guru.
It is called the seat.
It's called the seat of Vyas. So he's sitting on the seat. The Guru sits on the seat of Vyas. But who can sit on the seat of Vyas? That person who is the embodiment of all the knowledge of Vyasadev. Unless someone knows all the philosophy that Vyasadev has given and realized it also, then he has no right to sit on Vyasasan and be called Guru. He's not Guru. Actually, he is not Guru. He is Kangaroo. You know Kangaroo? Only jumping here and there. Boing, boing, boing. And they have a pocket here. Always trying to fill their pocket. So only making disciples and taking their money and filling his pocket. So they're called Kangaroo, not Guru. So Guru should be qualified like this. On this day, we are worshipping our Gurudev. What is the meaning of this worship of Guru? The disciple accepts his Guru, first of all. How? In what way? Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastre. My Gurudev is direct manifestation of God, Supreme Lord. Guru Krishna Rupahana Shastra Pramane. Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Karen Bhakta Gane. Diksha Guru, he is the direct manifestation of Krishna Rup. In other words, by his mercy, by serving him, by hearing his teachings very patiently, then one will become acquainted with Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. His form. And one will have a relation with Krishna, something. This is the first idea. In this stage, the disciple should have Archan Bhav towards his Gurudev. That means, very, very carefully, with great reverence and respect, seeing one's Guru and bowing down, always bowing down and praying. Very, very carefully, not to commit any offense in the mind. What offense? The offense of thinking, Guru is an ordinary human being. I'm eating, he's eating. I'm sleeping, he's sleeping. I pass stool and urine, he passes stool and urine. I get sick, he also gets sick sometimes. He is also growing old, I am also growing old. So we are equal, but he knows more slokas than me, but I will learn and learn, and then I will be like him. Not like this. This is an offense. So first of all, Archan Bhav, that means some reverence. Bando Mui Savadana Mate. Hey Gurudev, I am bowing down to you very, very carefully, that I should not commit offense. I am unqualified to know your glories. I cannot understand. I am only like a fish, you know? Fish are swimming in the water, and the moon is in the sky. And the moon is reflected in the water, and the fish swimming in the water look up and see the moon, and because the water is moving, so the moon is moving like this. And the fish are thinking, that's another fish, like me. Here is a fish living with me in the water. A round fish and wobbling like this. A round silver fish swimming in the water. Why? Because fish are stupid. They cannot understand. The moon is thousands and thousands of miles very, very high in the sky. But they're depending on their mundane vision. So if anyone is proud and depending on their mundane vision, then they will see Guru, oh, he's like me. But they are ignorant. They cannot understand. Guru is millions and millions and millions of miles high in the sky. Where? Golok Vrindavan. Transcendental world. But very kindly, he came here in a form. Only to teach you and help you and take you out of the endless chain of birth and death so that you can be happy forever and ever. So, first of all, when one is following Vaidhi Bhakti rules and regulations, you should have a mood like this. My Guru is all in all. He's my Supreme Lord, he's my own soul even. and very carefully serving. Even though this mood is there, there should also be friendship. He's my Prabhu, he's my master, but he's also my friend, my best friend. In this world, no one loves you more than your mother. This love is unconditional. But Guru loves you more than millions and millions of mothers. But at first we cannot realize that fact. So first simply serving and hearing carefully. When the devotee becomes more advanced and some greed, lobe comes in his heart, a very thick greed to serve the lotus feet of Radha Krishna, then he enters into Raganuga Bhakti. That is called spontaneous love. In that stage, then he sees his Gurudev how? Shikshu Guru Keta Jani Krishna Swarup Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Eidui Rup. Now he becomes, Guru becomes like Bhajan Shiksha Guru, discussing very, very confidential things with his disciple, telling him all secret things. If disciple is very submissive and has so much affection for his Gurudev, that time Guru cannot check himself. He must open his heart. Vaitatam somya tat saravam tatvatastad nugrahat guru yusnigdasya sisasya guruvo guyama piyuta. First canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. First chapter. Stated there, text 8. Want to learn? Good verse. Gurudev was telling me this verse. I was talking with him privately, only just very recently. And he was saying, oh, Guru cannot check himself when disciple has so much affection. Vaita tvam somya tat sarvam. The rishis are saying to Suta Goswami, oh Suta Goswami, you are somya, very, very gentle. Vaita tvam somya tat sarvam tattva tas. You know all tattva. Krishna tattva, lila tattva, rasa tattva, bhakti tattva, all philosophy you know and realized. Tattva tas tad anugrahat. Why? Therefore, because you know these things, you can give mercy to us. You can help us realize these things by your mercy. And why do you know all these things? Guru yusnik dasya sisyasya guruvo goyama piyata. You have not one guru, many gurus. Guruvo goyama piyata. And guya means all secret things. Your gurus told you all secret things. Why? Snik dasya sisyasya. You are snigda sisya. Which means disciple. Snigda means very soft, very gentle. Giving an example, just like a potter. If a potter wants to make any pots, then he will have to have some soft clay. The clay must be very soft. Then from that clay he can make anything he likes. Any shape, tall, fat, thin, anything. So when the disciple is very, very soft and affectionate, then the guru all can shape his heart and make his mood, same service mood like him, make him qualified to serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Giving another example, the blacksmith wants to make a plow from iron. So iron is very hard, so he cannot make anything. So first you have to take the plow, the iron, and put it in the fire. And then you have to take a big hammer and boom, 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 boom. So, if you are like soft clay, very quickly your Gurudev can make you into a very near and dear associate of Krishna. And if you are very hard, you are not soft and not affectionate, then Gurudev will have to put you in one fire and then boom, boom. Then you have to beat you again and again. Until you become very soft, then he can make you as he likes. Giving another example, if there's a piece of paper, oh, here in my notebook I have a piece of paper with so much writing on it. It has writing on top of writing on top of writing. In between the lines and everywhere. So, if the page has some writing on it, then you cannot write anything new. So when you want to write something new, what do? Then you put this page away and you take out one blank piece of paper. You take a blank piece and you write on that. So in the same way, if anyone wants to get this transcendental knowledge, they should come before their Gurudev. How? Like blank paper. You may have so many qualifications. You may have a degree, PhD, BA, MSc, PhD, delete everything. But these qualifications cannot help you in the transcendental world. Just like if I go downtown here in Helsinki and I go into a shop and say, oh, I want to buy this, the bread, how much? Oh, okay, I'll give you 100 rupees. 100 rupees? What is this? Oh, this is Indian money. I'm sorry, I'm not taking your Indian money. Indian money has value in India, but it's not worth anything in Helsinki. So in the same way, your material knowledge seems to have a value in this world, but in that world is not worth anything. All your qualifications, they're not worth anything in that world. So you should understand, oh, I am a beggar, I have nothing, I have no knowledge, no realization, no understanding. This is like a blank slate. Then Guru is happy and he can teach you all new things. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult. Once, two boys, they wanted to learn how to play violin. So they went to one very famous teacher of violin. And the violin teacher, he asked them, oh, do you know how to play violin? One boy said, I don't have a clue. I only have the idea, I want to play. He said, okay, I will teach you. Then the boy said, how much does it cost? He said, oh, it will cost every month $100 every month. Okay, very good. So then he asked the other boy, do you know how to play the violin? Yes, yes, I know something, I've been teaching myself. Said, okay, for you it will cost $200 a month. So wait a minute, it should cost less for me because I already know how to play something. He said, no. First, everything you've learned, you have to unlearn it. Because you have bad habits. You don't know the proper technique and style. And the discipline. How to become very high class. You are speculating only. So in this way, if anyone will come to their guru thinking, I have good knowledge, then it's very hard for them. But if someone comes in a very humble mood, oh Gurudev, Om Agyanatimarandasya, I was born in the darkness of ignorance. Please, open my eyes. Then, Guru is very happy and he can give them all things very easily. So when the devotee becomes very soft and affectionate and he has agreed to serve Krishna, at that time, Guru becomes like Bhajan Shikshi Guru. And Kuyama Piyota, he cannot check himself. He opens his heart completely and he tells all valuable and secret jewels, priceless jewels he gives to his disciple. At that time, the disciple has no fear. Very easily, he's very close to his Gurudev, openly talking and serving him spontaneously. He's not thinking, oh, I've got to get up. Gurudev told me to do this and that. And it's very hard. I need help. Who will help me? No. At once he's jumping and doing everything himself. He never thinks the order of his guru is a burden. He thinks it is a pleasure. If I say to you, oh, can you carry this box back to your house? It weighs 30 kilos. Then you go, oh, God, carrying 30 kilo box, very hard. But if I tell you, I'm giving you this box, it's full of 30 kilos of gold and you can keep it. Then, will it feel heavy? That time it's heavy, but you're not thinking, oh, this is too much. I'm just going to give it. I'm going to give it. Why did he tell me to do this? That time you're thinking, very good. Oh, I am so happy. This becomes labor of love. So when the disciple is very close and intimate with his guru, any order, very hard instructions, and the disciple's thinking, very good. No pain, no burden. The real disciple, for his Gurudev, if Guru tells him, jump into fire, then he jumps in the fire and thinks, oh yes, very cool. This fire is cool. If Gurudev will tell him to drink poison, then, oh, how delicious. Very good. This is disciple. He can do anything for his Gurudev. Gurudev will not tell disciple to go in fire or drink poison. But this is his mood. He can give his head thousands and thousands of times for his guru. And he has deep attachment. When the disciple comes in this platform, then he can realize who his guru actually is. Guru is not an old man. Who is Guru? Near and dear, maidservant of Radharani. Like Raghunath Das Goswami. What is his relationship with Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami is his near and dear friend, teaching him so many things. Raghunath Das Goswami, when Rupa Goswami disappeared, at that time he's remembering his Gurudev. He wants to write something glorifying his Gurudev. So he's taking palm leaf and he's about to write, but only thinking of Rupa Goswami for a moment, and he becomes completely almost unconscious, and he goes into trance, and there he's seeing his Gurudev standing in front of him. But how? In his spiritual body. Raghunath Das Goswami, he became senseless and his material body is far away, and he's standing in spiritual body and seeing his Gurudev. That means, in Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, very young and sweet teenage gopi and nearest maidservant of Radharani. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he's seeing his guru in front of him. Oh, but he's not thinking, I am Raghunath Das Goswami. He's realizing his soul's form. I am Rati Manjari, Panumati. And looking, in that world, when he realizes who is his guru, then that world, no guru and disciple. No guru and disciple at all. What are they? Oh, Sakhis. They are friends. Living in the same village. Being very near and dear. And knowing so many secret things that no one else knows. And they cannot tell to anyone. Knowing these things, very strong bondage. You know, friend? In Hindi, the word friend is bandhu. Bandhu means with whom you are bound. Your hearts are tied together. So in this world, like a guru and disciple, but in that world, no guru and disciple. Only Anugatya. Rati Manjari is following the ideas of Rupa Manjari. In this world, oh, he can fall at the feet of Rupa Goswami, giving Dandavat Pranam. Gurudev, please accept my Pranam. And in that world, seeing Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari is only laughing. Tvam Rupa Manjari Sakhi Patita Puresmin Pumsa Parasya Badanam Nahi Pasasiti Vimbada Rakshatam Nagat Bhatikaya Yate Vidai Kimutat Chukupungabena. Oh Sakhi, I heard you are a very chaste lady, always very chaste to your husband, and you never look at the face of another man. But today I'm worried about you. I have some doubt in your behavior. I know your husband went to another village, but I'm seeing there's a fresh cut on your lips. How did this come about? I'm having a doubt about you. What is this? Oh, no grown disciple relationship there. They're laughing, joking, criticizing each other out of affection. I think that because your lips are so soft and red like a bimba fruit, one parrot must have came and because parrots like to peck and take the taste of bimba fruit. Maybe this is the explanation. And two are laughing like this. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's remembering his guru like this. So the disciple in this world, he should try to serve his guru life and soul, day and night with all energy, and always praying Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri. By this Guru Mantra and Guru Gayatri, Guru is given his own transcendental form and his own mood in which he is serving Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So Guru is giving everything to his disciple. Disciple should fix his mind. This is what I want. I want this and I don't want anything else. How my Gurudev is loving and serving Radha and Krishna. This is what I want. My only one-pointed exclusive objective of my life. I want this and nothing else. And everything he's doing, Guru is telling him, go on Nagar Sankirtan, chanting and dancing in the street. Distribute books. Attend Mangalati. Chant your Harinam. Study Srimad Bhagavatam. So disciples following all the orders of Guru. Why? He's saying, I want this thing. And I'll do anything for this. He's praying to his Gurudev. Oh Gurudev, Radha Sanmukha Sam Shaktim Sakhi Sangha Nivasinam Tamaham Satatam Bandei Guru Rupam Param Sakhim. You are near and dear of Radharani, always in her association and serving her. So I am taking shelter of you. Tam Gopika Brishabares Tari Antikasmi. Oh Gurudev, you are the near and dear of Brishabhanu Maharaj's daughter Radharani. Seva Adhikarini, you can give the Seva Adhikar, the qualification. I have no qualification, but you can give this qualification to me to serve her lotus feet. So I am taking shelter of you. Very deep in the forest of Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna are meeting together. And you are also there. So please, you sprinkle one drop of mercy on me that so that I can join you. So Guru is like this. Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, remembering Rupa Goswami, he's crying. Stala Kamalini Yuktam Gavita Kanane. This high guitar, I'm not telling. This guitar only giving some idea. Why? When Radha and Krishna are meeting together, that time their pastimes are so sweet and beautiful. And Gurudev seeing. But who is Guru? Guru is that person. Upon seeing, Rupa Manjari is thinking, oh, this nice pastime is going on and Rati Manjari is missing everything. Oh, quickly, quickly. And Rupa Manjari is running and catching Rati Manjari. Come on, come on, you're missing everything. Come with me. And bringing her, and both are looking inside. See, Guru is so kind. Only I'm giving some little idea. So disciple, hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, preaching, doing everything. But for what thing? Why is he unconditionally surrendered to his Gurudev? His Guru is giving what no one can give. Highest thing. If in this world, any person can work so hard only to get a degree in university. If in this world, anyone can work day and night only to build a big business empire. Some businessmen, they don't sleep. They sleep 2 hours. They cannot sleep. They have money, 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 stocks and shares and everything going on in their mind, day and night. And they're working so hard, 7 days a week, always, with a phone in this hand and a phone in this hand and another phone ringing, everything. Like Drishtadyumna Prabhu. So many telephones ringing all the time, managing everything. So if any businessman can work so hard only to get some money, then fie on that disciple who will not give his life and give all energy in service of Gurudev, who can give eternal happiness in the service of Radhakrishna, which is so secret and could never be attained in previous ages, even by Brahma, Shiva, Narachuk and others. So fie on that disciple who doesn't give his life to his Gurudev completely, without hesitating for a moment, without even thinking twice. Even very big politicians, in order to control the world and make their political propaganda, all day and night they're working. I heard, I think maybe Stalin, he was always awake all the time and doing his politics. Even one time he was sick and had to have an operation, so he didn't want to be unconscious. No. So he's just going like this, and they're cutting him open and doing the operation while he's awake. So determined, he'll not go asleep, always watching everything and managing everything. He's a big demon. So, if a materialistic person...
He's afraid he wouldn't wake up.
If a materialistic person can have so much energy and determination only for simple and material things, which are temporary and will be taken away by time, in a moment they'll lose everything, then fire on that disciple who cannot give everything in the service of his guru to get that which will never be taken away at any time. So today, now it's very late, it's past your bedtime, and I've told some things, some ideas about Guru Tattva. If I have said anything which was inspiring, then I bow down at the feet of my Gurudev, because what I have heard, I've heard from him, I'm sharing with you. And if I have said anything that was wrong, then this is my own speculation. And if I have said anything which has gave pain to your heart, then please forgive me and forget me. And try to take the essence of this teaching in your life. Try to pray to Krishna, Baldev, Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, Krishna, you are Adi Guru, original Guru. So please, you guide my life in such a way that I can meet your representative. who is the full embodiment of all of your power and knowledge and love. I want to meet that person. And I promise that if I can meet a guru like this, I promise I will not waste this opportunity. I will give my life, and in this way, attain perfection. So we should very sincerely pray to Krishna to give us good association, bona fide Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, all these things. And then our life will be perfect and successful, and it will be completely controlled and defeated and happy. Go Premanande. So we're having little kirtan. If any new people are here, they have to go. After this kirtan, they can meet with me outside. Aarti will go on. Then after aarti, there will be Mahaprasadam. Very nice vegetarian food offered to Krishna. So we invite everyone. Don't go home. Stay with us just this evening and take Mahaprasadam. Also, I have Jagannath Mahaprasad. I bought from Jagannath Puri. So I want to distribute to all the devotees. Okay, now we have a little kirtan.